Revolt! 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 Oh! Towards a big move. Oh, he's broken the record for the most marks in the history of the game.
Get the Toyota forklift advantage. Visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au. He's here early.
Ah, good morning, Nick. Lovely
Thank
to see
you. For
here
having
he
me.
Is. You're just looking fresh-faced.
Well, I can't really grow any facial hair, so that might have something to do with
Are
it.
Are you an everyday shaver?
If I've got stuff on for TV and stuff, which is most days, yeah. But yeah, but
electric
it doesn't...
Electric shaver? Or
no, razor. Blade.
Mm,
yeah.
Nice.
Got good ones from the... Well, not that you can't get good ones here, I'm sure you can, but I've got these ones from the States, and they don't seem to... You know,
give you the burn.
Yeah. Not that there's much to get rid of, Marty.
When did you shave this morning? Yeah, I shaved about 20 minutes ago. I'm a terrible shaver, but that's a whole other conversation.
Do you shave in front of on the sink or in the shower?
At the sink.
Yeah. I reckon showers are, give the shower a go.
Do you think?
Yeah, mirror in the shower.
Yeah.
Stick it to the thing and then
away you
go.
Yeah,
anyway, we digress.
We do.
Yeah.
I don't really want a mirror in the shower, I'm not going to lie. None of that's fun for me.
head height mirror.
Head height. Oh, head I height had a mirror. Holler. I thought you meant down on the floor of the shower. Just seeing what's going on
floor.
Down there.
Yeah, no, I'm
thanks.
Not sure that's
Close
happening
your
anywhere,
legs,
is it?
No. Let's talk footy, which is what you're here for.
Yes. Yes.
This is fun. It's a big round. What are your observations? What's happening? Talk to me. What's happening tonight?
Tonight's unbelievable. Mm. Tonight's awesome because Richmond do this every year, really. Like all the years where they've won their flags, how they start is never how they finish.
Little lag.
Yeah. So they play players in different positions. They spin the magnets a little bit with selection. But there's a theory that this year for Richmond, it just looks a bit different than it has for other years. So the form... is that drop off a little bit more permanent than other years? I don't subscribe to it, but there is a theory getting around, and they come up against a Bulldogs outfit tonight that is they are humming. They are on fire. They're winning, but they're doing more than just win with the way they play. So they're great to watch. They've got a midfield that might be the deepest and best we've ever seen. It might be. It might turn out like that.
They're starting games really well too, aren't they?
They are. And so there's a lot of excitement around the Bulldogs and a bit of a what if about Richmond at the moment. I caught up with Josh Bruce yesterday, who plays for the Bulldogs, and he's been in the system for 10 years, Brucey. And I played with him at St Kilda. He spent some time at the Giants before that. So 10 years, this will be the biggest night really of his career in terms of crowd. This will be the biggest crowd.
Isn't that amazing?
10 years into his career.
And it's like a Friday night in April.
Yep. Well, finals, he played finals for the first time last year, but it was at the Gabba in front of 15,000. So you wouldn't call it a blockbuster. So tonight is the biggest night in terms of crowd for his career, which is quite staggering. So a lot of excitement around tonight's game. That's probably the game of the round, isn't it, really, when you look at him? But
hold that thought, Nick.
Yes.
We'll swing around and we'll come back and talk about the rest of the round.
I want to get into the prison bars.
We're going to delve into the Collingwood Port Adelaide prison bars issue.
Yeah, the stoush.
The stoush that the just stoush. It pops up every year. It's an annual event, the stoush.
It's reached a fever point, though, hasn't it? Like, I don't feel like it's been this intense before.
No,
between...
well, Eddie pulling the contract on TV was pretty hilarious, I must say.
Power move. move from Eddie.
It was a power play from Eddie.
But... Here's what I love about Eddie and Koshy. So if you're a Collingwood or a Port Adelaide person, you love the fact that they're not backing down.
No.
This is an old fashioned heavyweight battle between the two probably more public facing presidents in the competition, and the rest of us don't care.
No,
really.
I couldn't
like,
care
the
less.
Rest of us don't really give a stuff whether Port. I don't care whether Port Adelaide wear it or not.
Like, no, who does?
Once a year, but I understand that the Collingwood point of view.
I don't really understand the Collingwood point of view. I think Collingwood's afraid of setting a precedent and it just blow, and suddenly it's four games a year they want to wear it.
Yep.
But look, I think Koshy's trying to pivot it now and make it Port v the AFL, which is a new revelation.
Yeah.
That's something interesting.
What can we do next?
Eddie seems as though he's still the president at Collingwood, has been my observation over the last 48 hours.
So here's what I think they should do. So Eddie said, let's go to the Court of Arbitration or whatever it is. You know how Paul Gallen and Barry Hall got in the ring?
Yeah. Are you suggesting Koshy v. Eddie?
Eddie and Koshy in the ring and let them thump it out in the ring. And then just have the black and white stripes.
Oversized gloves and headgear, obviously.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Or maybe bare knuckle.
Yeah.
Maybe. Just an old school
MMA
fist
style. Oh. And because whoever loses, we all win in that scenario. Yeah.
We all win, whether it's Koshy or Eddie.
How good would it be?
No one loses if those two blokes have a bare knuckle fist fight.
It would be amazing vision.
Oh, wouldn't it?
Yeah, so that's my suggestion.
Are they wearing suits or are you suggesting?
Oh, that's great. Yeah, let's work
definitely
with this.
Definitely
suits. Suits on. Barefoot.
Jeez. Barefoot. The fight starts when both of them drop their schooners. Yeah. They drop a schooner and then it's just bare knuckle.
That's solution fun to the problem, because I get the feeling like we almost didn't have a game last year.
Yeah,
and so this has fallen to Gil McLaughlin yesterday. You could tell in Gil's tone when he was answering the questions, like, am I really being dragged into this?
Well, they're suggesting they'll take points off Port. Which let's not start taking points off people in a conversation, please.
I reckon let's get Gil on the line. I reckon he'd be up for this solution.
He could be the ring girl. He could be the ring girl on the night.
He could absolutely.
Put him in a pair of hot pants.
He could absolutely
He's the,
do that.
Ironically, the only one without a shirt on is Gil. Just with his round card.
Oh, too good.
What else? What else are we talking about? Anything else take your eye over the way? Well, of course, there's North versus Melbourne, which will be an absolute belter.
Yeah, that's... luckily for North, we're actually able to get down to Hobart this week. Because
very lucky for the people of Hobart.
Yeah.
So that's, should we have a guess? Let's have a guess at crowd size. Okay. Hobart, North v. Melbourne, I'll say 11,000.
Ooh. They'll do well to get there, I reckon.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
What, are you prepared to throw a number
I'm
out?
I'm saying sub 10.
Ooh, under 10.
Yeah.
We'll check that next week.
We'll check that next week.
The people of Hobart might just be voting with their...
With their feet.
Their own team. Couple of teams under pressure. So my Saners are under pressure.
Yes, they
so
are.
So they badly need to beat Hawthorn tomorrow to keep their season alive, really.
Feels doable,
but just a bit down on confidence, I think, the boys. So... Go and take that little pill that gives you confidence. That's a problem in footy. There's no confidence injection. The only way you get it is through delivering strong actions on the field. So they need to get a wriggle on.
Collingwood, Gold Coast. Surely to God, they can't lose to the Gold Coast.
Gold Coast played good footy last week. Beat a Sydney team that had been pretty hot.
Gee willy winkers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know what you're saying. The story gets bigger and bigger as that goes. Essendon, Carlton's a good one.
Yep.
The Western Derby, I didn't have a feel for, but I went across a few years ago for Fox Footy, and it was the first time I'd ever been to a showdown or a derby, and it was the day that Gaff got
Brayshaw, the young bloke, cracked his jaw. Yeah,
and so you don't reckon there was some heat in that derby? The passion and the... Even the walking out of the stadium afterwards between the two sets of fans, I mean, that was incredible. So there's a bit on that one as well. So it's a great weekend of footy, actually. Probably the hardest tipping round for the year.
Beautiful, Nick. Always lovely to see you, mate. Have a lovely weekend.
Will do. You guys too.